Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, I'm determined to make today the best day possible, best day of the week. Well, a lot of people think that Friday is the best day of the week. I'm not sure about that. What day is the best day of the week for Friday. You?
Right.
There's Victoria weighing in heavily. All right, Friday.
Any day but Tuesday.
Any day but Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday. What is there about Tuesday that...
I don't know what it is about Tuesdays, but every Tuesday, I can't figure out what day it is. I think it's Wednesday, then I think maybe tomorrow's Thursday, I think tomorrow's Friday. Nope, it's still Wednesday.
Were you born on a Tuesday?
See, Tuesday still messes me up.
Were you born on a Tuesday?
No, I was born on a Thursday.
Okay, because they say that the day that you're born either is your most productive or least productive of the week.
No, Tuesday, so. I don't know what it is, but it is just all levels of confusion on Tuesdays.
Really? How about you, Jennifer?
I was born on a Monday. I prefer Fridays. Yeah.
You do. Met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. Do you know that song? You do run, run. You do run, run.
Sure. Run. Especially when you sing it.
Yeah.
It's a good jam. It's a bop. It's a doo-wop bop.
It is a bop. You're right about that. It's a doo. It's a boppity bop, 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 bop. All right. Let's see what is going on here today. Everybody loves you, and you can love everybody. How about we do it that way? We'll start off with lots of love, hugs, kisses, that sort of thing. And some good news from the CEOs of all of America's big airlines. Yesterday, the CEOs of the five major airlines did something in unison. They sent a letter to the United States government. They sent a copy to the president. They sent a copy to the Transportation Security Administration. They sent a copy to the Center for Disease Confusion. And what do you suppose they want, ladies? Jennifer Horn's here, by the way. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner.
I'm guessing an end to the mask mandate.
You got it.
Right.
They all say you know. It's
ended
to,
pretty much everywhere else, right?
Right. They want it ended right now, today, because it makes no sense. There's no reality base to it. And they are having more trouble with unruly passengers who are objecting to wearing the masks because why would we wear them on a plane when the air is the safest on the airplane than anywhere else, especially in confined quarters? And, I mean, the public's not stupid. And so all of this stuff, and I will tell you, as a frequent traveler, there's probably not much more annoying than sitting at in the plane and listening to the pilot or the chief purser drone on about the CDC guidelines and you got to wear a mask and if you don't put it over your nose, they're going to throw you off the plane. You know, it's ridiculous at this point. It is annoying and it isn't necessary because all the mandates are over and because they know that airplanes are super clean. So I'm for that. I raise my hand in support of that as much as possible. Frankly, let's get that done.
Well, it does make sense. If you can sit in a movie theater for a three-hour movie, why not sit on a plane for 3 hours?
Yeah.
It just. I mean, there are things that just don't really add up anymore. You know, there were certain times where it was appropriate, but, you know, it just now it's not making sense. It's like there's a big, you know, there's a big controversy in New York City now. The new mayor, Mayor Adams, has removed vaccine requirements for athletes, but not for private sector workers. And people are going crazy over this. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, basically Kyrie Irving can play again. Go Nets, because, you know, they're on their way. They need him to get to the playoffs. But, you know, 350,000 union workers.
Though.
Oh, of course. It's ridiculous favoritism. I'm actually surprised that he did something this stupid as an ex-cop as well. I mean, the police unions have come forward, the fire department unions saying, you know, we've had a lot of people who didn't want to get vaccinated and they were threatened that we had to fire some, others quit. And now Kyrie Irving gets to be the holdout and who, you know, he makes hundreds of millions of dollars. It's such a bad look. And he's saying it's all in the name of tourism, but it, I don't know. It's not going to end well. This is a really, this is a huge, this is a big blunder for him so early on, you know, as mayor.
And it, that's what makes people question the whole thing when it becomes piecemeal, you know, when things just don't make sense. And that's unfortunate. That's when you get into, you know, what could we have done differently? And God forbid, what are we going to have to learn so that if this happens again, which is what we don't want to see happen, people can understand it. To make people, I mean, to make people follow you, you have to show some consistency. And I think just, you know, from my seat, that's what was missing for me. That's what made me question everything is it was like, well, you can go to the gym, but you can't do this. Or you could be fine in this county, but not in that. You know, there's just a lot.
You can go to dinner in this county and then go home to your own. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And
but the thing that's really the thing that's really the most offensive, I find it offensive, too, is he's saying, oh, well, you know, people come to see the athletes. Okay, sure, that's true, but hello, you're then saying that athletes are worth more than transit workers and cops and fire department and fire, you know, fire people. I mean, it's like it's just so ridiculous and claim I couldn't even believe it. I had to read it twice when I read his comments. It's really dumb.
It is dumb. Here's something else that American is doing starting right away. They're resuming sales of alcohol on the plane. If you're going overseas, you get free booze anyway, but now they're going to sell. They stopped selling, I think, last year.
If you were in steerage, I don't think even over to Europe you were allowed to buy booze. I think that was a first-class-only thing. And look, let's be honest. Yeah, sure, the airlines have had a hard time trying to enforce, you know, mask mandates, but they've also lost a lot of money by not selling alcohol.
Yeah,
so they want to get back to selling alcohol as soon as possible. So there's always, you know.
It surprised me because American usually is so money-grubbing that they'll do anything for a nickel, but they're the last ones to bring back booze. Everybody else started months ago selling booze. So if you're on a plane on an American flight longer than 250 miles, alcohol, beverages, complimentary, but, I mean, sales are available now. As Victoria said, up front you can get them without paying for them anywhere, but in the back. Yep. Time to drink up, boys and girls. Speaking of things that don't have a good look, Alex Jones, everybody's favorite talk show host.
Is he even a talk show host? I don't even consider him that.
Annoying jerk. Anyway, he didn't show up yesterday for a deposition in the case, the relatives, you know, the victims of Sandy Hook, the elementary school shooting. He was sued by the families because he called the massacre at the school a hoax. And so he says he's sick. He was supposed to go to Austin, Texas, where actually I think that's where he is based. The deposition was there. And he said, I'm sick, I can't go. Meanwhile, the judge continued to, I think they're going to, this guy may end up in jail. I don't know why he doesn't see that, but anyway. He says, on advice of doctors, I'm staying home. Okay, so let's go to your house and do the deposition there. Let's see how he wiggles out of that.
What about Zoom? I mean, aren't they doing,
exactly.
A lot of court stuff with Zoom?
He's a coward. People who create this kind of mayhem in the name of whatever, especially people who do it on the radio and that have a lot of broadcast exposure. But he says, I will not, he said his first response was, I will refuse to participate in any deposition. The judge said, okay, you're in contempt. If you don't show up, then we're going to see you in jail.
I don't know. I mean, does he really, truly believe the crap that he says? Like, is he just doubling down
I don't know.
Or is he does he feel like he made such a big deal about this being a hoax and then it's gone to this far and now he feels like he needs to just play it out? It just, I don't understand at this point, like, I mean, any reasonable person, every reasonable person knew this was not a hoax.
Reasonable.
Yeah, I know, but I'm wondering, like, why doesn't he just at this point say, you know what, okay, fine, I'm sorry, I took it too far, and just end it? I guess he just really is that much of a narcissist and a jackhole that I guess he just wants to keep torturing these families who lost their little children, but okay.
Yeah.
Why does anyone talk about a monster like that?
Well, it's because some people like what he does. Some people think he's a good host. He's
well, then they're all jackals.
I don't know many people that listen. I don't know. I don't know anyone who listens.
I think he's about done, frankly. Yeah. At any rate. Next, the Pakistani parliament convening today to consider a vote of no confidence against the prime minister. The prime minister's name is Imran Khan. Of course it is. Everybody over there is named Khan. If the parliament approves, he has to resign, and they'll put together a coalition government. This is one of those things that's very interesting, but yet it gets no ink, no airtime, because everything is consumed by Ukraine and what's going on there, and not that that's not important, but I think it's important for us to know what's going on in the rest of the world. Am I the only one who thinks that? Or
no,
do think
of
Pakistan
course not.
Is a very important country. Most people say, well, because they have nuclear capability, I don't see that that's the reason. I think that the reason is because there are a lot of people who live there, and there's a lot of rustling going on between Pakistanis and Indians, as usual. It's kind of like Israel and the Palestinians, same kind of thing. This guy, by the way, is a big cricket star when he was a youngster. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he was a big name in Britain because of cricket before he was elected. But what is the reason for the vote of no confidence?
Apparently
isn't he very
corruption.
Much more westernized than the rest? Isn't this sort of a culture clash? They don't like that he's so progressive.
But they accuse him of mismanaging the economy, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of inflation over there. The government is like the government of the United States, hugely in debt. And guess who the debt is holding the paper? So that's pretty much it. And the Indians do, Pakistanis don't like the Chinese at all. So that's been a big source of rubbing there. I guess, what is that, vinegar on a wound, much anything else? 17 after the hour on the DJV Friday program. This week, the spring sale began at the Califron website, which is toploss.com. There are people who call in an order, but I find using the website pretty convenient. So for the next 3 weeks, you get unlimited buying power. You buy three, you get three free, that sort of thing. Plus, using the DJV code on checkout, you get free shipping. This is America's best way. That is the most wonderful way to lose weight and keep it off, because it's all natural. Very, very powerful messages that you can read when you go in to check things out at toploss.com. All kinds of stories. The success rate is 86% according to their figuring. So find out for yourself the secret to Calitrin's success. Find out how you can lose the weight. More importantly, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crib this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who's dug up some dirt on Jennifer Husband's, good, Doug. Jennifer Husband's ex-husband. Okay, let's find out what's going on here right after somebody straightens me out.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so the tongue twister of the day is Jennifer Hudson's husband. Say that fast about 100 times, Jay, and you're a better person than am I. But this, you see, your ex-husband is a real heel. You want to explain why?
Yeah, well, this is her ex-fiancé, former WWE wrestler David Otunga, who is also an actor. He gave her a 5-carat engagement ring 13 years ago, back when he popped the question. They were together. They were engaged for like 10 years. They had a child, and then they broke up in 2017. It was a pretty rough breakup. Well, he is teaming up with IDoNowIDon't.com to auction off that engagement ring. No idea what,
I do, now I don't.
Yeah, right?
Such a good name.
No idea what he's, like, what amount he's actually looking for, but a portion of the proceeds will go to his dad's foundation, which offers aid to children in Kenya. So some of the money's going to be going to a really good cause.
So he's not such a hero.
She must have ended it then if he can legally sell it, because it's the woman's property if the man breaks it off.
Oh,
that's what
that.
I thought. It's
the
one
expert
of those things
on wedding rings. There she is, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Keelan.
This is something every woman needs to know.
Yeah. Yeah. If the ring giver calls it off, they don't get the ring back. If the ring receiver calls it off, they have to give the ring back. If it's a mutual decision, they should give the ring back.
Here's a little fun fact about David Otunga. Is not only was he a wrestling person, but before all of that, right before he met Jennifer Hudson, he was on a TV show called I Love New York, which was the dating show.
Really?
With Tiffany Pollard, who was on the Flavor dating show. And then got her own spinoff. So, FYI, he was one of the finalists, and I think he had a relationship or, you know, TV relationship with New York.
So, he's a clout chaser, and he landed Jennifer Hudson.
They were there together a long time.
I mean...
And he always seemed, like, kind of nice, like, in, I don't know.
Until he wasn't. Didn't she accuse him of domestic abuse?
Oh, I don't
know.
Yeah,
there was
a lot of negative stuff.
Training order against him. And
yeah.
Sounds like lots of gossip to me. However... I'm one who doesn't engage in gossip. I listen to the three ladies during our breaks talk about all the things that are going on with whoever's on The Bachelor or whoever is dating this person, because I basically am pretty naive when it comes to that stuff. And but I do pay attention, ladies. I just want you to know. I'm always listening. Phil and I are always listening to your stories about the important things going on in the world. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is tonight's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chrysler recently revealed the Chrysler Airflow concept, giving a glimpse of the leading-edge drive system, technology, fully connected customer experience, and advanced mobility features. Chrysler also announced that the brand's transformation will include the launch of its first battery electric vehicle by 2025. Chrysler plans for a fully battery electric portfolio by 2028. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine continues to ask world leaders for assistance in their plight from Russian invaders. President Zelensky via a translator.
The Ukrainian army has been resisting under unequal conditions. I have been repeating the same thing for a month now. To save people and our cities, Ukraine needs military assistance.
President Trump on Thursday sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The 108-page lawsuit filed in Florida claims the defendants maliciously conspired to publicize a false narrative that their Republican opponent was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. A fire broke out at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado, Thursday. It happened on the third level, and the city's fire department said in a tweet no injuries were reported. The fire department posted several photos showing large flames engulfing seats. USA Radio News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
President Biden is sending mixed messaging to his actions taken against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The president takes a question from NATO headquarters on Thursday.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no. I think what happens is we have to demonstrate the purpose, the single most important thing. And for us to stay unified.
President Biden's administration officials over the past few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter.
The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect, clearly, and he hasn't invaded yet.
The allied relationship is such that we have agreed that the deterrence effect of these sanctions is still a meaningful one.
Yellow taxis in New York City and Uber ride-sharing are teaming up in the Big Apple.
Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four past the hour. That is the subject matter of our new podcast. We're going to do a podcast of the things the ladies talk about during the breaks, and dreams, and old women, and fashion shows and stuff. It's fascinating listening to that, ladies. I want you to know that. You're number one on my hit parade. My dream last night surrounded a blonde limo driver. I don't know where that came from, but it was...
Well, because you were talking yesterday, I could tell you where that came from. Yesterday, really? You were talking about your beautiful blonde Swedish pen pal when you were a kid. And so, and we know you like women to boss you around, so she's driving the limo. That's a pretty easy one.
Where does it come
from? How about that?
Where does it
I'll send you my bill. With?
I, you know, I like women who boss me around. That sounds like something a
of
little
course
starchy.
You do. See, Jen backs me up. She's known you a lot longer than I have.
Yeah, Gina can boss them around. But if women boss them around, it's A-okay.
Right.
All right, here's the story. This is right up Victoria's alley, by the way.
And if you've won elected office, I pray for you because he hates you. The minute you win elections, Doug is like,
Right, Gonzo.
You could be the greatest thing since sliced bread until Inauguration Day, and then watch out.
That's Jennifer Horn. She, along with Victoria Keenan, are analyzing me. Thank you, Jay, for staying out of the conversation. Very sweet of you. I'm Doug Steffen with the story of a teenager living with his mother in England. He is the mastermind behind all these high-profile corporate hacks. Do you know that?
I didn't know this, but I'm not surprised. Remember, it was the 15-year-old down in Florida, or the 17-year-old down in Florida, who was hacking into utilities here. Yeah. This is what kids are really good at now, and when especially boys don't leave their rooms and they're playing Xbox all day long, you know, this is what happens.
This kid was extorting and got all kinds of money from Microsoft and Samsung and Vodafone. What did he do with the money, though? Where'd the money go? Apparently,
well, it's in crypto, probably, right?
These are easy targets, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty interesting. His identity has been withheld. He was outed by a rival hacker teenager. There you go.
Well, that's what they do, and that's right. There was another kid. Remember when Elon Musk and like 100 different people, high profile people, got hacked on Twitter, and Elon Musk, his account was the one that started it, saying like, hey, if you give me $10,000, I'll give you whatever it was, stock in Dogecoin or something like that, and people actually fell for it because they thought that it was the real Elon Musk. And it turns out everybody was just hacked, and it was some young teenager who made off with a lot of money in crypto.
Yep, he sure did. Okay, today is National Medal of Honor Day. On this date, the folks in the United States are aiming to honor the valor that most of the courageous servicemen who actually were in battle, service women in the military. There's some really interesting stories over the years of people on our that are on our side, if you will. I guess even going back to the Civil War, which was still, in terms of records, the bloodiest war that anybody in America ever fought. The president gives this only to military members who have gone above and beyond the call of duty. That is, they had to be active in the, you know, there are a lot of people that are in the service that don't see active military. They do a lot of other things that are necessary. But this goes, by the way, for Army, Navy, and Air Force. Coast Guard members and Marines are eligible, they earn the Navy version. So there are actually only three medals of honor that are given out. 3,468 medals have been awarded so far. Today there will be more. Is Biden back today? Is he today?
He's in Poland. He goes to Poland today.
Okay. All right, so that would be sort of, if he's not giving the award, maybe the announcement would be made, and then they'll have a ceremony at the White House. The Prince of Wales, that's William, right? Isn't he the Prince of Wales? Or is that Charles?
Charles is the Prince of Wales.
So what is William the Prince of? Prince of Peace?
Duchess of Cambridge and Duke, right? Aren't they the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge?
Yeah, they're Cambridge, and then Harry and Meghan are Sussex.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're out.
He's the Prince of Tides.
Yeah, that's it. They're all over the place this week. For some reason or other, they've been very active. They're in Jamaica right now. And he made a big deal yesterday about, he referred to it as his profound sorrow for slavery. He didn't offer any money, but there were protesters apparently who were out there because of that. Britain and the slave trade with Jamaicans, well known. The British history is not, you know, they're our friends now, and we all love to go to England because they speak our language. I'm an Anglophile. I love England. But there's a lot of stuff in their past that's really pretty murky.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of stuff that every once in a while, any place they go, like they went to Barbados, or any place in the Caribbean, he's going to get hit with the same thing. And it basically, like Belize, which is in Central America, all that stuff. The Queen was supposed to go, but she didn't. They're doing a tour to mark the Queen's 70 years on the throne. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting in terms of.
I forget which island they were on, but the person, whoever is in charge of the island, said, you know, we love having you guys visit, but we're going for our own independence. Yeah. So I forget which island nation it was, but it just feels really tone deaf in 2022, like, to not address colonialism and slavery,
yeah,
you know, if you're the British royalty.
But
I think it's a good thing that,
connected.
That William mentioned it, and
yeah.
They seem to be very popular on their trip, and so Harry and Meghan certainly have mentioned that, too, in various nations they've visited, and I think it's important, because I know white Anglophiles love the monarchy, they love the traditions, they love, you know, the Queen and everything else,
yeah.
But look
yeah.
at the destruction that British colonialism has left behind.
Well, it's something to have in mind, it's not the here and now, it's the past, but sometimes it's refreshing is the right word for it. Yeah, there's an acknowledgement there. Speaking of that, the University of Michigan yesterday reached an agreement to settle a lawsuit brought by students who sought to force changes in how the University of Michigan protects the campus from sexual craziness. Apparently, there's a lot of sexual misconduct. In colleges today, there's lots of this stuff, but apparently the University of Michigan is really a bad place. The campus in Ann Arbor now is going to create and pay for multidisciplinary standing committees designed to protect the university community from sexual abuse, not only from students to student, but apparently administration and faculty have a real bad track list there as well. Didn't that guy, what is his name?
Larry Nassar?
Yeah. Didn't he come to the University of Michigan? I think he did.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
that's where this all started.
That's right.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they have matter of fact, yeah, $490 million they had to pay out in sexual abuse claims and settlements because of him. I thought it was him. Yeah. So anyway, whew. The president there was removed after some emails were exposed detailing his inappropriate sexual relationship between, I guess it was his secretary or somebody, I don't know. And a bunch of other women, they got $9 million because of him. So if it's that like that at the top, it's going to be like that all the way down, you know? So, anyway, that's the end of that guy. Okay, everybody ready for a little music? It's music time on the DJV program. Here's one of the most interesting pop songs that ever was recorded for all kinds of reasons. I've always said whenever I talk about Rick Astley, he reminds me of Howdy Doody. Like everybody knows. Doesn't everybody know this song?
Sure.
Huh?
Everyone knows this.
Everyone.
Even if you didn't know it the first time, the Rickrolling, there's a whole new generation that knows this.
Yeah. This song was first popular, became number one about this time in 1987, as a matter of fact. The album went to platinum, multi-platinum, which means it sold a lot of copies. So this is, what, 35 years since his first song? And apparently there's a 2-CD set being released that is remastering all of his other albums. Is that right? And B-sides and
Well,
songs?
I think it's just the first album with a lot of bonuses. Of
which is kind of like the only album, right?
Right. There was another song off of this album.
Yeah, the other song.
Right?
I was just trying to figure it out.
Bananarama?
Oh, yeah, there you go. No, this is the song.
Oh, yeah, this is good, too.
Which is the one I actually ended up liking more than the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this more too.
Together forever with you. All right.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, oh, God? Ah! Okay, that's the Rick Astley story. How many people here are family, friends of the Addams Family, or like the Addams Family?
Love it.
Sure.
Love
like Morticia Addams?
Wednesday. She's
okay.
A vibe.
So apparently she's joined the cast of Wednesday. This has not, has the series started yet on Netflix?
No.
When's it supposed to start? When's it starting?
Well, they're still casting it, so I don't know.
I thought they were shooting it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this goes all the way back to... how do you remember it? None of you were around in 1991 for the Addams Family.
What?
Right? She was
in 1991?
We all know Christina Ricci, Morticia was played by Angelica Houston.
Not even
right
yet.
In 1991, we all were
Joan
watching
Cusack
the Addams
and the
Family.
Funeral. She was
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. MC Hammer. Anyway, Christina Ricci, yeah, Christina Ricci was epic and iconic as Wednesday Addams, and so it's going to be really hard for anyone else to step into that role. So the fact that they have Christina on board to play a different character is really cool. I think Jenna Ortega is going to be the new Wednesday. She's really cute. She's been in a bunch of stuff, but I don't know that she's got that dark, stoic vibe that Christina Ricci just nailed as Wednesday, so we'll see. But I'm all in for it.
You are. All right, put that down. Mark that down, will you please? Phil, you can be the secretary. Victoria's all down with that. There we are. 46 coming. It's 47. Why don't I tell it like it is? It's 46 past the hour.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of that.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season. They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology that we have discussed this past week. We being Victoria Keelan, who mostly does the discussing. She's the professor. I listen, and every once in a while, I'll do number five, which is what I'm going to do right now. From five to number one, we count them down. The first one is a focus on those doggone EVs, as it were.
Well, electric vehicles are on the rise, and apparently, like, the last time gas prices were this high, electric cars weren't really even a thing. And so now, apparently, with this round of high gas prices, sales are growing really fast. They're climbing to 4.5% of the entire U.S. new car market last year. Automakers, as we know, have consistently announced more and more models that are going to be made into electric vehicles like SUVs and pickup trucks, which are actually the two biggest sellers in the U.S. consumer market. And so Edmunds' new and used car site reports that shopper interest on their site in battery vehicles, plug-in hybrids, and traditional hybrids saw a weekly rise of 39% in the week ending March 13th, and that's 84% higher than it was just in mid-February. So there's something to this, depending on what state you live in. There are a lot of rebates and deals that you can get if you buy an electric vehicle. So I guess people are seriously making the jump. They see that this is going to be the future anyway. So they figure now with high gas prices, it might be the right time to start investing in electric vehicles.
Number four, focusing on the NRA.
The National Rifle Association this week confirmed that it was the subject of a ransomware attack that took place last October. Now, you may ask, why are we only learning about it now? The reason that we just know about this is that they had to file with the Federal Election Commission because while their website was down for 2 weeks, they were still taking in donations and they didn't report them. And so they had to do this filing and they had to pay a fine and the whole thing. Now, the ransomware is really the much more concerning part of this. This is a Russian cyber criminal group that goes by the name of Grief. They are associated with Evil Corp, which is the larger, well-known Russian-based hacking group. And so Grief apparently took a lot of information from the NRA, posted it on the dark web, and essentially said if you don't pay up the ransomware, all this stuff is going to go public. So we don't know if the NRA paid the ransom, or if the FBI is in charge now, because that's what the standard procedure has been with ransomware. But we'll keep following that up.
Number three, Facebook. What are they doing to win friends and influence people?
Not a lot. Facebook continues to make people angry for lots of reasons. Apparently, the latest one is early in March, a bunch of Facebook users got a mysterious spam-like email that was titled, "Your account requires advanced security from Facebook Protect," telling people that they were required to turn on this new Facebook Protect feature, which they needed to do with a link from this email, and they had to do it by a certain date or they'd be locked out. It has all the hallmarks of a spam email, and most intelligent people did not click on it. However, it was real, and now people are locked out of their Facebook pages and finding it very difficult to get back in. The email was also sent from security@facebookmail.com, which also looks like a spam email address, so a lot of people just ignored it. Facebook has not really offered a whole lot of help in this arena. If you are, and essentially this really affected people who were targeted by malicious hackers, human rights defenders, journalists, attorneys, government officials. I mean, the list goes on and on, heads of corporations. So if you're still locked out, Facebook has not really offered a solution. So I'm very
not
sorry
really
to
uplifting.
Report that.
Yeah, but it's typical Facebook, not uplifting at all. Number two, another not uplifting bunch are the guys at Google.
Yeah, a new study, well, it's not necessarily Google, but it's a new study that claims that Googling information actually makes us more likely to forget the things that we're Googling. They call it digital amnesia or the Google effect. Now, the study found that human brains are not inclined to deeply process information on search engines like Google because we know that it's very easy to find it and to find it again in the future if we need to. So our brains inherently are lazy and don't really want to recall anything. So it's interesting to see how this affects kids in school, you know, reading comprehension and things like that. Maybe too much researching on the internet, kids aren't really retaining as they would if they were reading through a real book.
All right, number one, the first state to put their driver's license in Apple is what?
Arizona is the first state to officially roll out Apple's digital driver's license and state ID, and this is going to be in the Apple wallet. So now in the Phoenix airport is the first testing ground of this. You can keep your ID on your phone in the wallet or on your Apple Watch to get through the TSA security. And so they're going to be testing that out for a while, and then it's moving on to like 14 or 15 other states who are ready to go.
All right, there it is. We're ready to go because time's up. But those are the top five stories this week from Technology at 59 After.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.